We're living in a time of specialization and over-specialization. Even the arts have become very fragmented. When you're a generalist, sometimes people don't know what to do with you. World music commentator Milo Miles has some music by just such an outsider, African pop performer Ray Lamar.
Songwriter, singer, and bandleader Ray Lamar is from Zaire. But unlike the majority of pop musicians in that country, he does not play the jet-propelled kind of rumba called soukous. Or at least, he plays it only in snatches. When you listen to a Ray Lamar record like Medicine or his recent Gaia, all the mix-and-match metaphors come to mind. Mosaic, kaleidoscope, crazy quilt. And not just from cut to cut, but sometimes within songs as well. Such compulsive style switching can mean the performer doesn't know who he or she is. Or most often in American pop, the record is trying to be all things to all buyers. After hearing him for several years with rising fascination, I think Ray Lamar is something much rarer and more refined. He's a widely traveled performer who is determined to go his own way entirely. Lamar stitches together his music from all the styles he has learned to love and comes up with patterns unlike anyone else's. His sound doesn't inspire many imitators, and it belongs to no school. It is, however, in a nonconformist tradition that includes the likes of Eddie Grant, Fela Kuti, Mano Dibango, and of course one of the originals, Sun Ra. Lamar began his career almost 30 years ago as a classical pianist and church organist, but decided his heart wasn't really in it. He began to discover the full range of his interests when he became musical director of the National Ballet and studied folk music all over Zaire. Meanwhile, he played keyboards as a sideman for many leading performers in Africa and later visited America to study jazz and funk. He now lives in Paris, the epicenter of cosmopolitan African pop. All this experience colored his early solo records, which are rather heavy-handed by his current standards. For a while, Lamar seemed to be concentrating on becoming an international dance monster by brandishing heavy hooks in every tune. And he wasn't too bad at it. The climax of this phase was the album Medicine, and it remains catchy, propulsive, quirky. Lamar was well into his more dense and intricate presentation of songs with the album Nanga Dief in 1989. Even when he mixed in trendy flavors like zouk and South African pop, they weren't mere signals that he was hip. They were his particular cosmopolitan idea of zouk, his own measured kind of South African beat. In fact, the more familiar you were with the kind of music he was assimilating, the more original he sounded. In this next number, Lamar seems to be picking up on George Clinton-style funk with a sly wink to Clinton's Computer Games album. Lamar continues to follow a unique map on his new Gaia. This time he includes slinky, revamped reggae, a very rich and insightful interpretation of Memphis-style soul music, and unclassifiable romps like Technodream. This last number could be a metaphor for Lamar's work itself. Technodream begins as an unassuming pulse exercise. It seems routine, even cliched. Then, as you listen, it flies off at right angles and becomes a wonderful babble of percussive voices. It becomes the gigantic conversation of rhythms going on in Lamar's head.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ray Lamar's albums are available here on the Celluloid and Mango record labels. I'm Terry Gross.